DM Deep Dive time. Once again, we do this on the show every day. These are the DMs that you're sending in to us. Maria gathers them and brings them to the show.
She does. Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Chris says, so we established that Roz is a terrible driver for not giving a wave. But
wow.
How bad is it? There's two cars parked on each side of a narrow road, and an oncoming driver pulls to the side to let you pass first.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give the wave then, or... you a smooth, cool Scrooge.
Okay, so explain the setup again.
Parked cars.
Yes.
Narrow road. At this point, only one car could get through.
So it's normally there's not cars on both sides.
Right.
Okay, so is there normally street parking on one side?
Sure.
That's
there
normally.
Could be. There could
okay,
be, yeah.
And then the other car, delivery van, is just sort of parked on the other side.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
So at this point, only one car could get through. So you're driving one way, oncoming traffic.
Right.
That
person ends up pulling over to allow you to go by.
Right.
When you go by, do you give a wave?
Is the car in my, is the car that's not supposed to be there in my lane or in their lane?
You're technically both going in the middle lane.
No. Okay, if I'm on a street and there's natural street parking, so there's a lot of cars on one side of the street.
Okay.
On the other side of the street, there's no parking, but there's a delivery truck on that side of the street.
Yes. Sure.
Am I driving towards the delivery truck that is in the opposite lane?
Yes.
Or am I driving behind the delivery truck that is in my lane?
You're driving towards the delivery truck.
That's in my lane? So the delivery truck is in his lane?
Correct.
Okay, then I'm not waving.
If it's the opposite?
If it's the opposite and I'm stuck behind the delivery truck and I got to wait for one of these guys to stop, then yes.
Really? Wow.
You're not letting me by.
I think either way you're letting someone by.
Yeah. No, you're not. My lane is clear. Your lane is not.
But technically both lanes aren't clear.
No.
Even when there's parking on one side, half the lane is still taken.
Doesn't matter. My lane is clear. Yours is not.
I have been in this situation 3 times a week based on a route that I take to the gym.
Yeah.
I always wave. If someone's letting me go by, I don't care the direction of the car.
They're
the direction
not letting
of,
you go by.
If they pull over to allow me to go through, I give a wave.
No, no, but they're not letting you go by.
If
I'm on, if I'm on the other side, right, and when there's a lineup of cars and three go by without acknowledging my existence, and one guy stops and lets me go by, for sure, give him the wave.
No, I always wave.
But if I'm in my lane, right, and I go... you didn't let me go. You
I'm
didn't let
waving.
Me go by.
I don't care. Maria, are you waving?
I always wave. I always say thank you. Because either way, you're both going in opposite directions and both lanes are blocked. Because realistically, street parking takes up half the lane.
Doesn't matter.
So either way, it's an inconvenience.
No, but even with street parking, there's enough room on that road for two cars to go by. Right? But one in one direction, one in the other direction.
No,
if you got a U-Haul in your lane that's pulled up on the sidewalk and blocking, that's your obstacle, not my obstacle.
So,
but if
Chris,
the other person allows you to get around, you should say
thank
you.
They're not allowing me to do anything.
Or you would have to sit behind and wait.
No, I'm not having to wait for anything. They're the one that's waiting.
So to answer your question,
he's still
Chris.
A smooth, cool Scrooge.
Right.
Thank you, Maria. Next DM.
Christina says, what's the first thing you'd buy if you won the lottery today?
Roz, what's your answer?
How much am I winning?
Okay, let's say you won $3 million.
Like 3 mil?
Yeah, 3 mil.
Okay, so
No, let's go big budget here. Because these jackpots go up. Let's say $80 million.
$80 million?
Yeah.
If it was $80 million, I probably wouldn't buy something right away because you got a lot of figuring out to do with $80 million. So I'd probably sit down and make a plan first.
Yeah.
But I realistically, like, what would I buy? I'd probably buy... I like houses. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's say $3 million. $3 million.
Okay, $3 million, I'm not buying a house.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Right? So I'm not buying a house. So
you have to figure out to make that $3 million... More millions.
Yes, yes. So what am I buying? Like, what am I splurging on if I win, $3 million? The first thing I would do is I would probably sit down with the girls and go, what is your ultimate dream vacation? Because they love to travel.
Yeah.
And I don't like to travel, but they love to travel, and I would have no problem flopping down whatever it takes to get them to wherever they need to go. Like first class, best hotels, because they hate all that stuff, mm-hmm. right? They don't like spending money on tickets, and they don't like nice hotels, where I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I would just, we would go somewhere that they've always wanted to go.
Yeah. My thing is vacation, because I don't go places enough.
Yeah.
And it would definitely be vacation. Maria, what are you doing?
I'm buying a place in Greece.
Oh, wow.
With $3 million?
Yeah. I'd buy a condo.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd buy like my parents one too.
Oh, that's nice.
And then, yeah, I don't know. I would just use the rest to have some fun.
Add to cart on Sephora.com.
Yeah, that's also what I would do.
All right, one more DM, please, Maria.
All right, Francis says, does Maria ever remember a time when her voice was high-pitched? Does she remember it getting deeper at a certain point?
Damn. Do you want to answer this, or you want to just
No, I don't care. I've always had like a bit of a raspier voice, even as a kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't think my voice is ever extremely high pitch. Obviously, your voice does change from child to adult, but I don't know. I'd say it's gotten raspier.
Like,
over the years.
Do you have any video of you like as a kid where you noticed there was a change?
Like, I guess kind of. I guess after like high school, like as I don't know, you hit puberty late. And your voice kind of, mine just got raspier.
After high school?
No, like in high school. Oh. Like elementary to high school, I think my voice changed a little bit.
All right.
But I don't know. Like, I've always had a raspy voice.
Man, hitting puberty in college would suck.
No, that would be really rude.
Hey, guys, are we going to meet at the bar?
Start sweating. Freaking out about armpit hair.
Oh my God.
Face full of acne. great question from Francis. Great question from everyone. Thank you so much. Keep those DMs coming in. We love talking about them every day. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Yeah. This is KISS 92.5.
Home of Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the gosh unreal. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be the one that I call baby. Cause I'm the boys and boys. Shoot, I'm not a shout, just stop the feeling.
With Roz and Mocha.
Call 416-870-8888.
KISS 92.5.
Tracy, it's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing great. Thank you so much for waiting on hold. We know you've been waiting for a really long time. Before we get to the question that you have for everyone, how long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha show?
I mostly have to catch the podcast.
Okay.
Because I live in Smiths Falls, so I can catch it out of Ottawa when you guys are on once in a while. But
yeah.
Mostly it's just a podcast.
Okay.
I'm on like
all right
200 and something.
Oh, amazing. Well, we're over 1,000, so you got a lot
of
listening to do to catch up. Over 1,000 episodes right now. Okay, so Tracy, what's your question?
I have a very serious question for Roz.
Okay,
Roz.
Mm-hmm.
If you were gay and single, would you date Dammit Matthew?
Oh, shut up.
Great question. Never been asked before. Roz?
For God's sake, I'm not answering this question.
Let's not disappoint Tracy.
I have no problem disappointing Tracy. I don't even know who she is. I know she lives far away.
Tracy from Smiths Falls.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not answering this question. The question of if I was gay and single, would I date Dammit Maury has come up so many times.
No, but this
and
is
then,
what Dammit Matthew.
Stop it.
This is Matthew.
And then other people started getting smart mouths and they start trying to tweak the end of it. Ryan, don't tweak my end.
That's what she said.
Shut up, Chef.
So hold on a second.
Shut up, Maury.
So you won't answer the question?
No.
Are you blushing right now? Am I blushing? Yeah.
No.
Why don't you just pretend you're gay and single?
I will not do that. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of that. I'm not going to. Why would I pretend that I was gay and single?
What's wrong with being gay and single?
I'm straight and married.
My thought was that you drive Maury nuts because you say no automatically. That if you were asked if it was Matthew would have a fit.
I know, and that would have been perfect, okay? However, I have to say...
You have to hold on. Yo, Dammit Matthew.
Oh, God.
Yes?
It's your boyfriend's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Good. I was sleeping.
An interesting question came up from Tracy. Say hi to Tracy. She's on the phone right now, Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
So Tracy,
love you, by the way,
had asked the question.
Thank you.
If Roz were gay and single, would he date you, Dammit Matthew?
Oh, my God. Don't tell me Roz is coming out or anything.
Now you know.
So Roz said he's not going to answer. But I figured, like, if we got you on the phone, tell us why you would be a good catch for Roz.
Oh, my God. Okay. First of all, he's very tall. So I think compatibility wise it'll work, but I'm just trying to think.
You curl up in my nook, like on the couch and stuff.
I'm right
yeah,
here.
I guess yeah, you would definitely be the bigger spoon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Huge
okay.
spoon. It'd be huge spoon, little spoon.
A baby spoon.
Yeah.
All right. So what else? What else could you say that would convince Roz to be like, you know what? If I were gay and single, yes, I'd date Dammit Matthew.
I just think all I can say is like I don't know. Does he get to keep the cottage?
Yes.
It would then be ours.
Oh, God.
I mean.
Say some nice stuff about yourself.
About myself?
Yeah. Come on, Bachelor number one. Like, you got to pitch this here.
I don't know. I feel like I'm the perfect package, but I don't know if he can handle me.
Oh.
I think you're ready for this, Jelly.
Hey, Matthew. Hypothetically, if I did say... Yo, ditch your life. You can keep your job and the dog, but come and live with me, and be a part of my life and cottage life.
What would you do?
Do I have to keep the job?
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You said nothing about me.
No, you don't have to keep the job. It's just you and Andy Monroe.
I'll take care of you.
I don't know what my husband would think about that, but...
That's a conversation between the two of you.
Listen.
I'm sure he would love it.
You got a house in the city. You got a cottage. All that open space for the dog.
Oh, my God. And he can cook.
Lasagna.
Ross, he doesn't have his license. He can't drive.
Wow, listen,
that is true.
I would never ask Matthew to sit behind the wheel and drive. That is a man that should be driven.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Yes.
Can I keep the condo?
Yeah, but I might need it every now and then, so you'd have to go and find an Airbnb.
You can't afford it. Hi, Matthew.
I know. I'm gonna buy it in foreclosure. add it to the portfolio.
Use it as storage.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Love you. Okay. Tracy, bye. You are the best. That was so much fun.
Did
Thank
we get
you
an
for
answer?
The, for the no, original I, no, question. Yeah, bro, you gotta to move.
Yeah.
Tracy, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, as always, Roz. Love you.
Love you too, girl.
Have a good
day. Alrighty. Thank you.
The biggest hit.
The best throwback.
And home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Kiss 92.5.
Friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I flew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. Forget what I gave up to get. It was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm finally cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep. Going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause I'm
friends with the mom.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over them all, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? Cause no wonder you're losing your mind the way you want.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Vondren, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking, I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying, don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with the
call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the open children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Straw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpel Stiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath.
92.5, it's the Roz and Mocha Show, 7 degrees right now, 13 is the high, gonna be cloudy this afternoon. We got tickets to see Taylor Swift, November 23rd show. We're gonna give away our first pair, because we got multiple.
Oh.
Our first pair on Monday at 8 a.m. You can start qualifying this weekend when you hear back-to-back Taylor Swift throwbacks on TIFF. Those tickets, courtesy of Rogers, but yes, your boy's Roz and Mocha. We got Taylor Swift tickets for you starting Monday. It's Kiss.
I saw the fire in your eyes.
Month pregnant, my baby was doing in about a week or so. When we got to the garage, like I literally can see my car ahead of me.
Yeah.
Didn't make it. Like the baby really want to come out, and I was like, honey, the baby's coming. And he's like, no, baby's not coming. I'm like, no, she's coming. And
no.
I was walking and holding the baby head.
And Mocha's hell of a story. Catch the whole thing this morning at 7:30
on Kiss 92.5.
Taylor's show is almost here, and if you still don't have any tickets,
Don't worry. Thanks to Rogers, we found some more blank spaces at her Toronto show to be filled.
And you're not going to find them anywhere else.
Listen to Kiss for the Taylor Swift back-to-back throwbacks.
When you hear them, text the keyword of the day and your name to 925-555.
Standard message rates apply.
If we call you, you'll go into the daily draw to win a pair of tickets.
Starting tomorrow at noon. Thanks to Rogers, the presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
Kiss 92.5.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's Kiss 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca. Travel made easy.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Princess Margaret Home Lottery presents the all-new Wander List. We curated your 10 most desired destinations, and now 20 lucky winners will take an incredible journey or $80,000 cash. Bora Bora Bliss, Parisian cafes, Japanese cherry blossoms, the Super Bowl, and more. Buy your Wander List tickets on their own or add on to your home lottery ticket. Where will you wander? Discover more at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Raffle 1380966. See website for rules and regulations.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Like hot prices on headboards, starting at only $249. Plus, take advantage of our unbeatable price guarantee. We will beat any competitor pricing. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Speak to a sleep expert for full details.
From November 7th to 13th, the Great Save event is on at Sport Chek. Take 25% off full-priced items on the top brands in sport. Plus, save up to 50% on featured door crashers. See in store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
Hey, got your headphones on? I'm out here jogging. And just between us, let's talk urine leakage. You know, Tena Men, the protective underwear is made for us. Secure and discreet, with triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. No more dribble dramas. Keep control with Tena Men. Discreet protection, designed for men. And hey, if I can run with it, you've got nothing to sweat.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of. Like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
This is Kiss 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show. Brought to you by redtag.ca.
Time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac and jumping over sidewalk cracks. My brother after school. Dreams we had, never knew we. got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is time. And waiting, waiting, I keep praying, praying, I make the most of mine and live my life before I run out of time. Take me back to the river by the railroad track.
And Mocha's Hell of a Story.
Welcome, Darrenny, to Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
I can't believe it. I'm talking to you guys.
Darrenny, when and where does your Hell of a Story take place?
So, 2020.
Okay, so start at, start at the beginning here. So what happened?
I was 8 months pregnant. My baby was doing in about a week or so.
Yeah.
It was the first day of winter. And, the night before, I had a Korean barbecue at my in-law house. So my stomach, I've been having like a lot of fall contraction, and I didn't think much of it. I thought it was just like one of those things, right? So yeah, at 4 in the morning, my stomach started hurting again. So I was like, oh, maybe I just need to go to the washroom. I probably eat too much the night before. And then I wasn't thinking much. I was like, okay, I'll just go back to bed. It's nothing. And then around 5 something, I woke up again with that pain.
Yeah.
And it just keep like increasing. So I went to the washroom and I saw like a discharge. And I'm like, something really happening. So I went
What did you see? Like, was it blood?
Yeah, it was a little blood coming out. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Terrible. So I went to wake up my husband and he was panicking. He was running back and forth on the bed.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, we need to go to hospital right now. I think baby's coming. He's like, okay. So on our way down to the garage, I was like, okay, let's take the elevator because we live in the 8th floor. And then he's like, no, let's wait for the elevator. I'm like, no, I can't. Let's just take the stairs because it hurts really bad. So we took the stairs down.
Oh my God.
And then, it was like, it hurts intense, so bad. And he's like, just wait for me. Let me go press the button. And then we took the elevator down. When we got to the garage, like, I literally can see my car ahead of me.
Yeah.
Didn't make it. Like, the baby really want to come out. And I was like, honey, the baby's coming. And he's like, no, baby's not coming. I'm like, no, she's coming. And
no.
I was walking and holding the baby head.
Oh! Yeah. Wow, Darrenny!
And he's like, no, baby. He's like, just hold on. I'm like, I can't hold it. She's coming.
Holy crap.
Okay, hold on here. Pause.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are definitely in labor.
The
elevator is taking too long, so you guys decide to take the stairs.
Yeah.
You get to the parking garage. You can see your car. You're telling your husband the baby is coming. He's saying, no, we're going to go to the hospital. And you're walking while holding on to the baby's head, delivering the baby in the parking lot.
I was trying to keep the baby in.
Oh my God!
We can make her into the hospital.
Yeah.
But she really doesn't want to be in there. She really want to see the world. So
what happened?
And my husband opened the door, and I'm like, yeah, baby's coming. Give me your jacket, whatever you can. Let me put it. So my husband put the jacket in the car, but then in my head, I'm like, if I lie down on the car, the baby pop out, she might slide and fall on the floor. So I put his jacket on the floor, and I was lying down in the mud while all the snow is melting from our car. Right. And then I'm like, hush, the baby's coming. And he was like, okay. And then we already had backpacking and everything in the car for the for the hospital. Right.
So he went to go back. Wait, but Darren, didn't you at any point, like while you know you're giving birth, right? Did you not at any point say to your husband, or did he not think of just like calling 911 in that moment?
We were going to, but the baby is already here. So it's like it's no time for us to pick up the phone and call 911. So because prior to that, I was watching a lot of show of like people giving birth randomly somewhere, whatever, right? And my husband's like, why are you so like psycho? Why are you watching these stuff? And I go, well, you never know what's going to happen, right? So at that moment when the baby is ready to come out, I'm already like, okay, I know exactly what to do. So I told my husband to go get whatever he can to catch the baby, to hold the baby because it's really cold. So he went in our bag and grabbed a sweater that he was packing to go to the hospital. And so I'm like, catch the baby, the baby's coming. So I took off my pants and I'm like, catch the baby. And then he got the baby. After he got the baby, I'm like, honey, call 911 right now. We need the ambulance. So he was on the phone with the ambulance. While he was on the phone, I was like, okay, let me just take some pictures and some video,
Oh, my God, Darren-y.
Oh, my God.
Yo, girl.
I'm like, I need this story. I need to be able to tell my daughter, and my daughter might not believe me. So, I was just like, on the video recording him on the phone with 911, and his face is priceless. Like, it's
yo, hold on. You taking pictures of the baby that was born in the parking lot, like umbilical cord, like
umbilical
still attached
cord
to everything?
Attached to me and the baby.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Darren-y. So obviously the ambulance came and they took you to the hospital.
Oh, they took like 15 minutes because they can't find a way to come downstairs to our parking garage.
Oh, no.
So I was on the floor lying down with the baby while my husband is running up and down, trying to like find them and bring them downstairs. And in that moment, he saw somebody in the garage. So he told the lady to keep an eye on me and the baby. The lady come in the corner of the car, and I can see her face. Like, she was freaking out.
Wow.
She was like, oh, my God, there is a really baby on the floor. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
So, obviously, like, everything's good now. Like, baby is good.
Oh,
baby
healthy.
Is healthy.
Yeah. She's in school now. She's in JK now.
Wow.
Beautiful. What's her name?
Her name is Yumi.
Yumi. Oh, I love that. That's such a nice name.
Yeah. It's a combination of my parents'
that
name.
That damn Korean barbecue, huh?
I know.
Yeah.
Yo, have you had Korean barbecue since?
I do. And every time we have it, we always have this conversation coming up.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That was one hell of a story, Darren-y. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling me.
Roz and Mocha's hell of a story. Have a story to tell? Text the word story and your name to 925-555.
Kiss 92.5.
Sneezing and teasing, I'm sitting on him. All of my diamonds are dripping on him. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines, cause tonight I want him. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night, and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress, and it's sitting. Just a heartbroken, high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with. In the back of the taxi, sniffing. Drunk text, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Flash back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my own way. Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. I don't wanna feel how I did last night. Doctor, anything please. Doctor, have mercy on me, take this pain away. Yes, give me my symptoms, doctor, I don't wanna feel. This
how I'm blowing this steam. Back to my ways like 2019. No, 24 hours since my ex did this.
I got a new man on me, it's about to get sweaty.
Last night really was the cherry on the cake. Been some dark days lately and I'm finding it crippling. Excuse my state, I'm as high as your hopes that you make it to my bed, get me hot and sizzling. If I take a step back to see the glass half full, at least it's the part of two-piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a d**k, not me. So you might as well stick it.
My heart broke, high heels 6 inch in the back of the nightclub sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these d**ks I'm with in the back of the taxi sniffing. Calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Flash back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my old way.
Yes, we are the Roz and Mocha Show, and yes, we do have more tickets to give away to see Taylor Swift. November 23rd is the show that we got tickets for. We'll give those away Monday at 8 a.m. So if you're a Swiftie still looking for tickets, or you know a Swiftie, or you're trying to win them for a Swiftie,
yep,
these tickets are for you. You can start qualifying this weekend right here on KISS. Anytime you hear back-to-back Taylor Swift throwback songs, that is when you'll text in the keyword that we give you, okay? You'll get that starting tomorrow, and then we'll give away the first set of tickets on Monday, 8 a.m.
There we go. Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
A Roz and Mocha Show and KISS 92.5 News Break.
Delivered by Pizza Pizza. It's game day, Toronto. Use code LEAFS, D-E-L, for free delivery on your online order.
The CEO of the Toronto-based cryptocurrency firm WonderFi was kidnapped and held for ransom on Wednesday.
What?
Dean Skurka was reportedly shoved into a car in downtown Toronto during rush hour. Then they drove him, I guess, outside of the city, forced him to send them $1 million in crypto, and then released him unharmed.
What? Yo, this is straight out of a movie.
So this is the latest crypto celebrity to fall victim to a violent robbery. According to one security firm, this is actually the 171st incident of physical violence against somebody who works at a crypto firm.
Really? That's a lot.
His company reported third quarter earnings a day before the incident happened. So I guess people were watching that. When they pulled in $41 million in revenue during the last 9 months.
That's terrifying.
And they're just assuring everybody that if you do have crypto with WonderFi, that everybody's like, your accounts are fine is what they're saying. It was just, I guess he transferred from his personal.
It wasn't y'all's money.
No, and they didn't ask for people's information or anything. Huh, anything
they just wanted
like
$1 million.
They stuff him in a car and they drive him out. That other guy got busted. I remember the guy who, he lied to people though. He stole money from people saying that he was going to buy crypto. And then like somebody kidnapped that guy and really tuned him up. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
I still don't understand the whole crypto world.
Yeah. Well,
DJ Climax, look at this.
Hey.
Climax just walked 8 o'clock.
In. What's going on, homie? All right, all right. There you go. Fist bumps all around. Welcome to the news. Hey, the You Got Mail guy died. Remember that guy? I don't, maybe you don't because you're too young to understand, but this voice and this line was so famous at the beginning of like the internet.
Yeah.
You've got mail.
Right. Do you remember that? We all remember that. Yeah, it was on everything. It was parodied on everywhere.
You've got mail.
The guy's
name.
So
what was that? You get like a phone call?
No, email.
Oh.
You don't remember this?
You've got mail.
Too young.
Oh, right. I forgot.
So what happens?
My bad. My bad. I forgot.
Where does this announcement happen? Like on the news?
What announcement?
This.
You've got mail.
I'm not going to do this with you right now. Anyway, the man's name was Elwood Edwards.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He passed away.
Oh,
R.I.P. Elwood. But so he started doing the You Got Mail in 1993. And then in 2016, a woman posted this video talking to her Uber driver.
This is my Uber driver. And he just told me something very special that he's the voice behind.
Welcome. You've got mail.
No way.
Oh my God.
Do it again.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Yay. Okay, what's your name?
Elwood Edwards.
Elwood Edwards. Thank you.
You bet.
There we go. Anyway, R.I.P. Elwood Edwards.
If this guy was so famous, yeah, how come he didn't get the
bag? Because
he
probably got paid $1,000 in 93 to do that. And he had a terrible agent, no contract, and they just used it forever.
You've got mail.
Right? Yeah, you don't make money off that stuff, man. Grammy nominations come out 11 o'clock Eastern time, so 8 o'clock Pacific time. So you got to wait a little bit for those. Some of the big stories: will Beyonce and Post Malone receive nominations in the country categories?
Yeah,
that's one of the big conversations. We got Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Sabrina Carpenter, Charlie XCX, and Chappell Roan are all behind some of the year's biggest albums. So it is possible that some or all of them will be named in multiple categories. Beyonce could earn her 5th Album of the Year nomination for Cowboy Carter. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, who won Album of the Year for Midnights last year, is currently tied with Barbara Streisand for the most all-time nominations by a female artist in the Album of the Year category. So look out for that. And Sabrina Carpenter and Chappell Roan could be recognized in the Big Four, which are Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best New Artist, which would be crazy.
And then we
go into Not Like Us. Kendrick Lamar. Monster on the beat, ho, beat, bo, rap. He a freak, though, man, damn, call an ambulance. It's interesting because the guy who runs the Grammys, he was asked, he asked him a while ago when the song was hot, whether they would ever consider doing a specific diss track category at the Grammys. And he was like, nothing's off the table at this point.
That would be amazing.
Right? So.
A diss track category? Yeah. It would just be Kendrick and Drake in that category.
So today, Kendrick Lamar has had 50 Grammy nominations with 17 wins in various categories. You have to see what Not Like Us is going to do, because I don't think his album is eligible. I think the album was the last Grammys, right?
The Mr. Morale album? No.
Trash album, by the way.
Totally. And Kendrick is going to clean up more than just the rap category. He's likely going to get a Song of the Year or a...
You think so?
100%.
You think?
Song or Record of the Year? Absolutely. He's going to get nominated in one of those.
If you win, you better thank Drake, Kendrick. That better be the first words out of your mouth. I want to thank Drake for making me famous and reviving my career. That's what you better say, Kendrick Lamar.
Wow.
You think I'll get nominated?
For what?
My diss tracks.
In what, the kids category?
Oh, my God.
Children's Song of the Year?
That's gold.
That's the news with Roz and Mocha. Stick around. DJ Climax is in the building, and the Roz and Mocha mix starts at 8.
On KISS 92.5.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at.
Jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4
on KISS 92.5.
The clocks have been turned back, which means less time that we get to enjoy daylight. So don't you think it's time to turn up the heat and book your sunshine escape? RedTag.ca has unbelievable vacation deals right now that will send you straight to paradise. First two places that come to mind if I'm going to book a sunny vacation, Jamaica or Mexico.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm like, hey, Jamaica or Mexico. I also love Aruba. Aruba's really great all over Mexico. I'd even do California.
Oh, good one.
Barbados, Dominican Republic. All
the places.
All the places. And listen, we're here. We warned you. We're here. Shorter days, less sunlight. We had said this for months now that it's going to happen. And when it does, you're going to kick yourself that you didn't book early. But there's still a chance, okay? If you're feeling stuck in a rut, booking a trip to that sunny destination allows you to escape the dreariness that we're all dealing with and enjoy hot and sunny weather, bringing a fresh perspective and longer days and long daylight time.
If you want that getaway, redtag.ca has vacation deals to brighten your mood. Use that promo code KISS at redtag.ca/KISS for exclusive savings. While supplies last, certain conditions apply. Book today at redtag.ca. Celebrating 20 years. Don't forget, use that promo code KISS at checkout to save.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get a...
Yep, the McValue menu has a lot of delicious options for under $4 each plus tax. So it's okay to take
a
minute when ordering. The McValue menu. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
Breaking Lotomax Dream News. With Friday's Lotomax jackpot at an estimated $55 million, plus an estimated 4 max millions, maxed out dreams are rapidly popping up across the country. Turning pools into lakefront cottages, boats into super yachts, decks into rooftop spas. It's dreaming like we've never dreamed before. Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $55 million, plus an estimated 4 max millions. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
In a world where savings are rare, one optical store is changing the game. Vogue Optical is bringing back the ultimate sale. 50% off every frame in the store.
Yep, every frame, 50% off. Don't wait, this deal won't last forever. Hurry in to your nearest Vogue Optical location and get 50% off your new frames today. See store for details.
The four-day pre-Black Friday sale is on now at Mark's. Until November 10th, take 25% off full-priced items from your favorite brands store-wide. Plus, save up to 60% on door crashers. Visit Mark's and Mark's.com.
At Toyota, we believe your vehicle is more than just a ride. It's family. So make sure it's prepared for whatever Mother Nature has in store. because winter's a lot like some people's in-laws. It's cold, shows up unexpectedly, and refuses to leave. Trust the experts at Toyota for premium winter tires, batteries, brakes, and more. Beat the winter rush. Book an appointment at shoptoyota.ca or contact your local Toyota dealer today.
My parents have had a lot of time on their hands lately. At first, it was nice. Hey, Mom, can you drive me to soccer practice?
Sure can.
We're having slow-cooked ribs for dinner.
It was awesome. And then it became a lot. Some friends are coming over to watch a movie.
Ooh, what are we watching? I'll make some popcorn.
Thanks to Voilà, they can order all our fresh favorites from Sobeys, Farm Boy, and Longo's online, which is super reliable. And now my parents are reliable. A little too reliable.
Voilà, your groceries delivered. Just like that.
Harvey's knows Canadians are open-minded. Some look at a burger and say, spice it up with jalapenos and hot sauce. And others say, why would you want to do that? Mild or wild, we say it's always up to you. Harvey's. It's a beautiful
day. As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical four-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca. Travel made easy.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die. And I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. Me and my truths, we sit in silence. Baby girl, it's just me and you. Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna fight. My tongue, yeah, I think I'd rather die. You got me misunderstood, but at least I look this good.
92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Play Needy or Greedy right now because DJ Climax is here ready for the Roz and Mocha Mix.
Is he though?
You need is cozy. Text the word cozy along with your name to 925-555. We'll get you on the radio to play Needy or Greedy.
There's so much drama going on here right now.
Oh my god.
Climax running around. You got everything hooked up in there or what?
Cozy is what you were texting along with your name.
Okay, we got the thumbs up.
It's a 925-555. Get you on the radio to play Needy or Greedy. And the winning does happen. We got a winner this week. Shem, who was on the radio this week after our show, he got a winner.
Yeah.
So it does happen. If you want to be needy, we got $92. That's easy. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to be greedy, you have to guess the jackpot. And if you're right, then that money belongs to you. But the keyword you need all day today is cozy. You text that with your name to 925-555. We will play Needy or Greedy all day, right up until 6 p.m. Shem's getting something on the phone right now.
Is there? Can't be that difficult. Some decent money up for grabs. Hello? Listen. Yeah.
Hi, Matt. Are we going to play Needy or Greedy? Okay.
This is how the sausage is made, by the way.
That's okay. Hold on, okay?
All right. Okay, thank you. Shem helping us out today. Yo, what's your name? Is it Madalena?
Hey, it's Madalena again.
Hey!
Hey! Hey. All right,
hey. Every time I know the answer, you guys don't call me. But when I got a guess, Mamma Mia. All right. I don't know it.
So, Mamma Mia, what do you want to do?
You want to be needy or you want to be greedy? Well, I'm going to tell you this, though. So, hold on a second. Wait.
That I get it.
Oh, my God. Do you want to know what the last guess was or not?
Yeah.
Okay. 6 o'clock last night. Amanda thought her guess was 1,480. She was wrong. The jackpot is lower. So, what are you going to do? Yeah. You're going to be needy and take the $92. You're going to try and guess this jackpot.
I'm going to guess it, even though
you're going to be greedy.
It's still a long window.
You're going to be greedy. Okay. Cool.
What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to say 1,000. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out.
1,331. $1,331.
Yeah.
All right. What would you do with that money if you won?
To be honest with you, just save it.
All right.
13. I need some savings in my account.
I gotcha. 1,331 is the guess.
If you're right.
Yeah. Oh, you're wrong.
Sorry, girl.
Yeah, but the jackpot is higher, by the way.
Ooh, higher. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay?
All right, good to know. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Cozy is the keyword you need to text along with your name to 925-555 if you want to play Needy or Greedy. And we will play once again as soon as the Roz and Mocha Mix with DJ Climax is over.
Double time. Give it to him!
Big party. Everyone is invited. Crank up that volume. Your Roz and Mocha Mix with DJ Climax starts right now.
Kiss 92.5.
Let's start the party right now. Let's start the party
say y'all having a good time out there.